They put my dad on that face call thing, and he said, "Man of God, you don't allow them to stop you from using what God gave you. God gave you a voice. And right now you are on oxygen, but you speak that voice and you declare." And behind that he declared. And within 4 hours, he went from 100% oxygen being forced into it to breathing at 95% O2 on his own. And they had Jesus walked into the room because one of his children used the voice to declare, and COVID had to get out of there. Medically, scientifically proven this week. Mark that up, Facebook, and all of your things. Go ahead, find it. It's proven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not compromising. We're not sitting down. We're not backing up, because we know the power of God. This is not mythology. This is not superstition. This is reality at the supernatural realm. Hallelujah. It's time that we declare that the things that empower and try to come against the church are going to have to fall in the name of Jesus. This morning, I believe I'm going to start a new series. Hallelujah. And I'll finish it whenever God wants to finish it. But we're starting. Here's my new series. More. Movement. Momentum. Somebody shout, more. Movement. Momentum. More. Movement. Momentum. We see this interacted with everything that God has been speaking to us. We must not forget the word of God that has already been activated in this house, that we can have access to the excess, that we are being dressed for double, that we are in our victory season, that the Lord has given us 5 things that he's released in this house. Unexpected surprises. Shout, unexpected surprises. Good ones. Hallelujah, good ones. 2, that we would have updrafts. How many are feeling that updraft into the very presence of God upon today? That we would have upgrades. How many knows we're getting upgraded around here? Hallelujah, more to come, more to come, more to come. And then he said unlimited access to God and man. Isn't it happening? It's happening, we're going to take it. We are not going to back up and say, I don't know if they got time for me. No, what's in me, I've got to go do it. And so I'm going to knock on the door. And those that knock, it shall be opened unto them. Hallelujah. And then finally, the Lord said, you've got unstoppable faith. Somebody shout, I got unstoppable faith. That's what you released in the authority of God. Unstoppable faith. I will not miss Saturday's event. I will not miss Sunday. I will not be weak when my husband has to come home from his surgery. I will be strong. I will say to everything and to myself, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Shout, I want more. I want more. More of a God thing. Hallelujah. More of a God thing. How many knows that God is good all the time? Let's stand for the reading of the word. And as we come to the reading of the word, somebody shout, this is my Bible. And here's what I do with it. I read it. I believe it. I think it. I speak it. I do it. Then I enjoy all the promises and the blessings written therein. I love me some word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody put those hands together. I know you got your Bible and your digital Bible. Praise the Lord. Let us read. We're going to read a couple choice scriptures just for this text. Hallelujah. In Luke 5:1, in the Modern English Version, it reads this way. Everyone read out loud in concert. As the people pressed upon him, Jesus, to hear the word of God. Stop. Somebody had the hunger to hear, not gossip, not CNN, not anything else, the word of God. Somebody had a hunger to hear, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by. Not Aunt Gertrude. Gertrude and her long tongue, and not Brother Flobberdopper and his news, but comes by the hearing of the word of God. How many are hearing the word of God and your faith is increasing? Hallelujah. How many want more of the word of God? Let's look on. And then it says in Mark 6 and 33, let's read in concert. But the people saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot out of every city. They arrived first and came together. Somebody shout, they ran for more of some Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. There was something that was such a desire inside them that it caused them to run for more of Jesus. Shout, I got something inside me that just has to run after more of Jesus. Woo! And when they ran for more of Jesus, he taught them more, he healed more, and he fed more. I'm going to show you something. When they got hungry for more, see, we must be careful in a place of miracles, in a place of the power of God, that we do not get complacent, that this is just ordinary and mundane. No, it is supernatural and extraordinary, and we love living in the supernatural. We love living in the extraordinary. We love living in the things of God. And just because some things seem to be slow in time doesn't mean there's any other outcome but one. Hallelujah. How many knows that the word of God that is spoken into our life, there must be only one outcome? But Pastor, there's just so many choices. Hallelujah. Cancel the choices and take the one outcome of God. But I want you to see that their hunger to hear more, their hunger to be in his presence more. How did they get more? By hungering more. If they'd have stayed home, they wouldn't have got more. If they'd have stopped running, they wouldn't have got more. If they weren't hungry for the word of God, they wouldn't have got more. Our hunger causes a stir in God. He loves people to be hungry after him. Woo, shout, that's my daddy. That's my God. He's hungry for me. He loves me to be hungry for him. So he taught more, he healed more, and he fed the masses. How did he feed the masses? By the miracle of multiplication. He didn't just feed one and cook up. He did it by a miracle of multiplication. We see on the first hand that these are two instances. On the first instance, they were hungry for the word of God, and they got the word of God. And now after they'd been preached to, after they'd seen miracles, after they didn't sit down and wait when they knew God was moving, when they saw Jesus moving somewhere else, they ran to keep up with him. And they went to the place of meeting. And it said the Lord looked out over the masses, and there just weren't 12, 40, 50. There was 5,000 men plus women and children coming out of every city. I'm here to declare that there is a move of God in America of the hungry that are coming in every city. Hallelujah. They're coming out to hear the word of God and to get closer to Jesus. Somebody shout yes. Shout, I want more. I want more. Hallelujah. And so the Lord produced miracles, healed, taught the very bread of heaven. How many knows that the Lord gets juiced when you get hungry? See, because when you say, no thanks, I had enough. What I ate last week is still good enough for me, and I'm not hungry. How many know that you don't get the next table? Even though it's spread, you got to be hungry enough to get to the table. I believe there's some folks hungry enough to get to the table for more of God. Hallelujah. Woo! My hunger and desire for more will cause a pursuit. My hunger and desire for more will cause a pursuit. Matter of fact, the intensity of the pursuit. See, because pursuit is proof of your love for something, your desire for something, right? The intensity of pursuit, it actually prophesies that more is coming. Because your expectancy, your faith prophesies. And when your faith is engaged, you get intense. Just let my faith kick in a battle, and I'll get intense to win. Just let my faith get intense in prayer, and I will overcome. Just let my faith get intense in praise, and you can't stop my shout. Just let my faith get intense in worship, and I'll get into the glory of my God. High five somebody and say, we get intense around here. Because we're pursuing after the Lord. Shout, my more with intensity is prophesying that more is within reach. Ooh, hallelujah. Turn to somebody, say, on your row, say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So when you want more, you got to understand what more is. More is a determiner. This is actually in the vocabulary. We need to study some of our vocabulary. It says more is a determiner. It determines something that's coming. It determines a greater or an additional amount or degree of. It means that it's determining to add. It's determining further. It's determining extra. It's determining increase. It's determining factor of fresh, new, and other supplementary or spare or alternative. Somebody say, more than enough. Uh-huh. More is the determiner. When you say more than enough, more determines to the enough. What was enough? And enough was this, but more means I got to have more than that. Woo, hallelujah. How many going to go there with me? Praise the Lord. To want more is evidence that one possesses something already. To want more is evidence that you've experienced it already. How many have experienced the Lord and want more of him? Hallelujah. See, some people hold back. They've got to experience it first. We've got to make room for the brand new people to experience Jesus for the first time. That's what our witness is. Because we got more than enough, we give to them from our testimony and share our Jesus with them. Because now we're multiplied and they get to experience him for the first time. And after you experience Christ and you are totally transformed, you will always want more. You will not need a shrimp and lobster dinner to determine from the pastor that you want more. Hallelujah, because you want more of Jesus. You'll pray because you love him and you want more of him. Your capacity is stretched. Some people feel like they're getting empty, but in reality, once they got full, God stretched their capacity for, shout it for more. I want more. This demands that you take an inventory of that which you already have. Some people, they are celebrating through their words that they got bad things in their life. How many have been around a few people, and you might have been guilty of it once or twice, that there's times things have come out of your mouth that you are actually magnifying and glorifying that thing. And then actually what you're calling for is more of that. Whatever you sell, because the power of life and death is in your tongue. And what you speak, I can't never. You'll get more of can't never. When I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, you will get more things that you can do through Christ that strengthens you. Woo, glory to God. So we must celebrate the good, celebrate our progress, celebrate our Lord. How many are celebrating the presence of God in this house? How many are celebrating in your living room? Celebrating there all the way across the world on the other side of the planet, there in Kenya and Malawi. Hallelujah, we celebrate the good and turn to somebody and say, cancel the bad. Just cancel the bad. Oh, glory to God. Don't give it room. Hallelujah. Shout, I want more. More requires that there is something of perceived value that you are desiring that you need more of. That you like it so much you want more. If you hated that piece of pie, even though you love that person, you might say, you know, I'm full. I'm full. Thank you. It was good the first time, but I'm full. But if you just like that a whole lot, you're going to want more. I've read the word and I want more. I've heard the word and I want more. I've heard about Jesus and I want more. I've lived and walked with Jesus and I want more. Shout, I want more. Turn to say, somebody say, this is a simple message. The Lord promised you simple, but he never promised you easy. Please don't get them confused. Faith is simple. Walking with Jesus is simple. Overcoming is simple. Prayer is simple. But the things we oppose sometimes are not easy. But we can have the answer. So our tenacity, we want more of his anointing, more faith, more power until we have overcome. Somebody shout, more of what? See, that's the big question. Because more is not necessarily good if you don't know what you need more of. I want more of the world. You're going to end up disappointed. Because more must be qualified. More of the wrong thing is not a good thing. More lust is not a good thing. More confusion about who you are and your identity is not a good thing. More anger in your relationship is not a good thing. More disappointment and believing that you're going to have more of that's not a good thing. But I can tell you that more of Jesus is always, how many can testify to that? More of Jesus is always a good thing. Woo! Always a good thing. And whatever is good and godly in your life, shout, I want more. More is not necessarily a good thing. If that which is the substance to be increased does more harm than good, it is not something you should desire more of. Even though you've been told that in your past, even though you grew up in a dysfunctional family and a dysfunctional neighborhood and a dysfunctional community and a dysfunctional church or a dysfunctional non-church, wherever you're at, there was dysfunction. Turn to your neighbor and say, welcome to the club. There was dysfunction everywhere. Because there was sin. But when you come to Christ, he reverses it. You can say, no more poison. No more toxins. No more sin. No more hatred. No more racism. No more injustice. No more control. No more sharing from the upper echelons that our religious beliefs are now going to be listed as terrorist list. No more. We feed the hungry. We clothe the naked. We help the orphans. We help the children. Those that don't do it the Bible way should remove themselves from the pulpits and preach no more. I'm going to say it loud, and I can say it all by myself if necessary. If you're in the pulpit, sir or ma'am, and you are not preaching the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the endeavor is about how much money you can get for your retirement or your lifestyle, and not about bringing a soul to Christ, getting them saved, healed, delivered, and then discipling them to be someone who can touch somebody else, you need to remove yourself from the place of influence because you're leading people astray. No more to that which steals and kills and destroys. No more. It's not good. But can I encourage those that have been on their prayer bones, those that want to do it the right way and seemingly give silence, those that have praised God and have delivered the truth, those that have given their life for Christ and not for their own selves, and you're preaching the truth and you're leading souls to Christ and you're seeing people get baptized and you're seeing healings and miracles because the Lord is increasing, and you're seeing people's lives mature to become that which God wants them to be, then preach the word. Preach that unadulterated power of the word of God. Lift up that Bible and say, this is the truth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that God the Father is the head of the kingdom, that Jesus is the head of the church, that he has died and rose again and will return. After he is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkles, somebody shout, I want more. More of a good thing. I'm preaching so good, I'm clearing my lungs out. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. See, without more time, there is no tomorrow. I'm going to just teach some, back up and teach some things just for a moment. Without more time, there is no tomorrow. And when time runs out, you will face eternity. Without more money, eventually there will be total poverty. Without more of another breath, there is no life. Without more, there is only no more. If there is no mores, there's no more. The very existence of life requires that more be present. More of that which life sets in motion. Shout, I want life and I want more. Hallelujah. More simply increases and magnifies that which is already present. We are in the season of doubling. God has spoke to us about double, and double has happened. And can I just tell you, this is what double will do. Double will, because it's more, it is twice as much. It will magnify twice as much as what is still in you. That which you didn't discover that you needed to change, it will magnify it. And that which is good that you need to keep, it will magnify it. It simply increases and magnifies something that's already present. So if you can't see what's there, double is going to magnify it, good or bad. More celebration calls for you to for increase in what you have to celebrate. Now watch this. Hallelujah. That when you complain more at a double level, you call for the reduction of the blessing. If you complain about the double, you call for the reduction of the blessing. You call for it to reduce whatever because you are magnifying complaint. God kept blessing the children of Israel, and they kept magnifying more and more. What? Because what was in them was being exposed. He gave them water. It magnified their grumbling and complaining and wanting to go back to Egypt because it was in them. He gives them manna. He gives them quail, and it magnifies what's in them. So that it clearly caused a clear line of demarcation of who had good and who did not. If you celebrate the blessing, celebrate the double, you will multiply what can be celebrated. When you praise God for what he done. Well, what did he do this last week? He did plenty this last week. I shared with you at the beginning of the service. And we've got enough to praise him all day, next week, next month. Anytime your praise goes down because of circumstances, you don't have a real praise. Because praise for the Lord is for what he's already done and what the works are. And worship is for who he is. If he doesn't bless me with any more, I just want more of him. And he gives of himself more abundantly. Let's take a look at the next scripture. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 12 in the New Living says, to those who listen, remember I talked about how that they ran to hear the word. How many are hearing the word? You've got to grab a hold of it. You've got to possess it. That means you possess the word so much that the word starts coming out of you. That what you have listened to, you start to repeat in the power that it was given to you. In the authority it was given to you. Woo, glory to God. That means it's his voice. And can I just help you just for a moment? Somebody in here might need this. When you release the voice of God, you release the current of Creator. And when you release the current of Creator, the Creator shows up in your current. Doesn't matter what's going on right now. When you release the word of God and the power of God, you're releasing the current of the Creator. You're not releasing from your flesh, man. You're releasing from the very power of the throne of heaven. And when you use that authority in the name of Jesus, I declare what God has said. The power is released in a flow. Because what he put in you, he wants it to flow through you. Somebody said, what he put in me, he wants it to flow through me. If I can get it flowing, it can get on me. And when I get it on me and flowing, it starts getting all around me. And it can happen just like that. Woo, somebody say, it can turn around just like that, because the current of the Creator that becomes current is his suddenly, it is his immediately, it is his now in your life. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. You need to shout, I want more. Just like that. You need to get you an attitude. Hallelujah. You need, you need to get an attitude. Because see, if the enemy don't like it, because I'm with him, I will have some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Because when we pray, we don't play. We know we serve a God that turns our pain into power and turns our grief into glory. We know we serve a Lord that turns our hurt into healing and turns our sin into salvation. We know we serve a God that'll take limitations and turn them into life and legacy. Somebody shout, I want more of my God. He said, if you listen and grasp a hold of it and possess my teachings, more understanding will be given. See, when you want more, the Lord is willing to release more. If you lack wisdom, let that man ask of the Lord for wisdom, and the Lord will give him you liberally. And he is more willing to give than we are to even receive, which means he wants us to have more. He wants us to become more like him. Hallelujah. Oh, I just made up my mind. I want more of Jesus. I want more of God. Hallelujah. I was out mowing yesterday. It was up to about 88, trying to flirt with 90. And when above that, I got out there just early enough before it would get there. I wore me a white t-shirt. Like, I don't normally wear a white t-shirt, but I made up my mind I wasn't going to wear a black one out in the sunlight because I didn't want to roast. Hallelujah. So while I was out there, hallelujah, I said, you know what? I'm walking it out. I said, I'm walking it out. And so I started speaking in tongues behind the lawnmower. And I started calling on the things for today, yesterday, while mowing. And then the Lord started speaking to me. Hallelujah. I said, the Lord started speaking to me. And I started repeating what he said because I didn't have my phone to capture it on. And I didn't have my notebook and my notepad. I had a lawnmower. And the lawnmower's purpose is not to record the word of God. It's to cut the grass. And so I had to repeat it over and over to make sure, because every time that I repeated it out loud and heard the word, see, he spoke first in his voice, and then I spoke it in my voice. And then I heard the word of the Lord, and I spoke it, and I heard it, and I spoke it, and I heard it. Then pretty soon, because I wanted more, and I said it more and held on to it more, he gave me more. That's why I'm sharing with you today. So turn to your neighbor and say, get excited because there's more. God is watching for your intensity of your joy. I got to teach on intensity just for a moment. Intensity. Whether you're tired, it doesn't matter to God whether you're tired. Intensity matters. Because he said if this same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he can quicken your mortal body. Not only resurrect you in the last day, but give you strength. He can raise you up from the hospital. He can raise you up anywhere. Hallelujah. Here's intensity. He said, oh, clap your hands, all you people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That's a clap. Somebody go ahead and clap. That's a clap. That was obedience. Oh, it was a command. Oh, clap your hands. I did. I took my hands and I clapped them. That was obedience. The next one shows my intensity. The next one is my applause for his entrance. The next ones are how much that I love him to come into my life with victory power. Oh, the next ones applaud his wondrous works. And that noise, that applause is a celebration of power and authority and victory in your life. And he said, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. That's obedience. But when you shout, how your intensity relates to it. When you start thinking how good he has been to you, where he has brought you from, how he's brought you out and brought you in, and he has kept you in and empowered you and grow you and matured you, and you're in an awesome church with awesome people in the kingdom of God. Then your shout turns from, to, yes, Lord, I've got to praise and I got to get it out. Turn to somebody and say, my intensity tells my atmosphere, get out of the way. My more is coming and I'm getting it. I'm grabbing it because I learned the secret was in the grasp. Hallelujah. I learned from prophetess how to use my voice in authority. I learned from apostle how to change my inner voice. I learned from Pastor David that I can stand up. I can get up out of the boat. I can walk with him. He's walking with me. I'm in my victory season and he's walking it out. Hallelujah. If you grab the words and the target words, in the music industry, they call it the hooks. They're the thing that causes people to remember the song is the hook. And if you can grab the hook of the message, you can remember the power of the message. I want more. But those that have little listening and little understanding, it'll be taken from them. But those who listen and grab a hold, they will have more and they will have an abundance. So more turns into abundance. More turns into abundance. Look at the Lord's words. This is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. What the Lord wants you to do is listen, grab a hold of it, his teaching, so that you live it, and you will have more understanding. And when you get more understanding, which he gives you because you were listening and you were doing it, then all of a sudden more turns into abundance. Shout, my more is about ready to get real wealthy. Because my abundance is what'll spill over on people hang around me. See, sad people can't make me sad when I got an abundance of glad to give to them. Sinful people can't make me sin because I got an abundance of him, and him will get on their sin and save them. Hallelujah. Shout, more of God. It produces more good, not less. More of Jesus. It means more love, more joy, more fasting, more giving, more praising, more praying. We heard that from Dr. April when she said, if you're going to have double, then you got to do double. You got to give him more. You got to intensify. You got to intensify your prayer life. You got to give him more so that you can keep the double coming. So that double turns into double, double, turns into double, double, double. Hallelujah. Turns into abundance. Glory to God. Because these are the things that bring access to his excess. in John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But the Lord said, I am come that they might have life. Somebody shout life. That's what we're speaking today when we say, I want more. We say, I want more life. And he said, and that if I give you life, I'm also going to give it to you, and you have access that you might. You have permission. Mother, may I? It's a permission. Might. That they might. It is a permission. You have, turn to somebody and say, I have permission. You have permission to have life more abundantly. Now more don't just turn into abundantly. He smacks them together and says it's more abundantly. The more you walk with Jesus, the more he takes the good things and smacks them together and makes something else. Woo! Chocolate, peanut butter, Reese's. He is going to take the good thing. How many got some good things in your life? How many got some witnesses and testimony in your life? Hallelujah. Say, they're about ready to smack together and make me some more. Make me some more. That's what I do with marshmallow and chocolate and graham cracker. I make me some s'mores. That's where it came from, some more. Hallelujah. In the New Living, it says the thief's purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. How can you tell a thief? How can you tell a thief that is a religious leader and a religion? Because they steal, kill, destroy, rape, kill, murder, shoot people in the head, chop their arms off, and hang missionaries. This week, a proven report. One of the churches that was supporting an underground church in Afghanistan was too far behind the enemy lines to get to the airport that we have hired the Taliban to police for us. When you hire the devil at the entrance to your chicken coop, the chickens will die. And they were on the phone long distance in a prayer meeting praying with them. They started, said, we have peace and we're rejoicing that we will soon see our Savior. They're rejoicing. While the church prayer warriors are on the phone, they break in and shoot all of God's people dead. But they met Jesus rejoicing. They met Jesus rejoicing. Now, pardon me. I got a few weapons. And I understand the power of God. And Lord, I have to take a little bit of the fight out of me. I would love to know that I could lay down my life for the Lord with the highest honor of martyrdom. And be able to kiss the cross as Peter did, but say, hang me upside down because I'm not worthy to die the same way as my Savior. They took one missionary. Well, they took a man that just had his Bible app on his phone. Took him out, cut off his arms, hung and strung him up in front of his family, and then killed him, and then killed his family, and saved the six-year-old for rape and pleasure of demons in people with guns. When will we ever wake up, America, that we need to take out the evil and allow the children to live? I want more life for the children. I know I deviated just for a moment. This is my apostolic sword. But I got me a couple of weapons. And if they came in to attack my family, I would be tempted to empty every round into demons and send them to hell rather than preach to them while I save my family. I'm just human that way. They asked me, coming from a military family, are you a conscientious objector to killing somebody? I said, absolutely not. I will preach the gospel to the ones I am in the foxhole with. But I will not, unless the Lord tells me, stand up in front of 50 caliber and try to preach the gospel to someone who hates. But if the Lord gets all over me and possesses me and causes me to do something supernatural, I'll do it. I'd like to believe that I would gladly get up with the sword of the Lord, but I would like to be more like those that had come. They were second generation. They were from the teachings of John. John the Revelator, who they tried to boil in oil and they dipped him two times. They scarred his skin, but he would not die. So they put him on the Isle of Patmos. And after that, the emperors changed. They let him go. And there was one that was his student, even though John now is 90 years old and would die at 100. That one student grabbed a hold of it, and he went on. And when he was 86, they put him to the stake and told him to renounce this very belief in Christ. He said, I will not. And they tied him to the stake, and they put all the things around, preparing to burn him. And he said, I am not afraid to give my life to the Lord, but my last call will not be for a meal. My last call will not be for a plea. My last call will not be against my Lord. My last call will be to recite how good he has been to me and to praise his name. And they lit it on fire. And the more he praised, the flames backed up. I said, it's recorded. The flames backed up and could not touch him until he finally said, Lord, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And when he closed his mouth, when he closed his own mouth, then the fires took him. And he went on to glory to see his Savior. Pelted by stones. Stones don't feel good, y'all. They're not a massage machine. Pelted by stones. Stephen did not recant. Stones hit him, blood coming everywhere. And in his power, he remained his consciousness and said, I see the Son of the living God, the resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ, standing at the right hand of the Father. And as he said, forgive them, they don't know what they do, into your hands. He quoted his Savior and went on to glory. But that account marked someone else, because everyone they take out, God marks someone else to have to pick it up. When the enemy takes one of God's, God said, I'm going to take back somebody. And God looked around the crowd, and he saw Saul hanging on to all the things and had given the authority to do it, but wouldn't throw a stone himself. He said, you're the authority. Killed my servant. I want you. And the Lord set an appointment for him on the road to Damascus. He was going to kill some more people. He was going to imprison some more Christians. But the Lord showed up, slapped him off of his horse, and said, I am the Lord whom you are persecuting. Shout, I want somebody to speak the power of the Lord so strong. It was Stephen's prayer. I said it was Stephen's prayer and his praise that reverberated for God to set up an appointment. It was his intensity that caused God to have Jesus Christ himself come to Paul, who was then Saul, and turn him around. Hallelujah. The enemy thought he's taken out the spoken message and turned around, and God took and made an apostle who wrote half of the New Testament. Somebody shout, until this thing is over, I want more of Jesus. I want more. More power in my voice. More authority in my voice. More declare. I refuse to be silent. Like Pastor Parsley said, silent no more. Because when you're silent, the enemy knows the war is in your mind. It's now inside you. But when you're not silent, you're keeping the war out here. Ooh, somebody shout, I want more of my Jesus. Am I preaching all right yet? I hope I'm not preaching it so hard that you feel like you don't want more. I want to preach so hard that you feel like, my God, I need more. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 I want more. Jesus Christ came to give life. And that, what? More abundantly. That means more health. More health. Strangely enough, I said strangely enough, the very ones who were not eating right, me included, that said we could bless the calories right out of it in disobedience to what God said. Because, see, more without balance, especially in this physical realm, can mean imbalance. So the Lord spoke to me and said, after you went to Africa, how many more Sundays do you need? Not Sunday the day. How many more ice cream Sundays do you need? How many more Snickers do you need? Haven't you had enough to already show that you have been blessed in your life? Why don't you take that and start feeding the children who don't have anything? They just need rice and need a little protein and need some milk and they need something. Haven't you had enough already? For I have already proven that I blessed you. And he said this at the end, haven't you had enough for a lifetime? Drop the mic. Isn't it strange that now, because of the pandemic, I've got more people who want to take vitamins and supplements and eat right. Because our disobedience and the door wide open was exposed. I knew it would get quiet on that one. I remember sometimes I just have to say yes to my wife. She said, we're going to lose weight. Now this, she said before, they said COVID had hit. And I'm going to lose weight. And buddy, you're going to do it with me. And I went to go, I can lose weight on my own. I've done it. I was in that attitude. I can lose it. But see, I'd always gain it. And the Lord said, stop. Are you not one? He almost called me Abraham. Is not Sarah right? So I said, yes, baby, I'll do it with you. Teamwork, because we're a team. And strangely enough, as God was dealing with me, and as of today, I thank God that now for 13 months, I've kept off 75 plus pounds. More than the weight, grief weight lifted, guilt gone, rewarding with food gone, the vicious I got to eat three sandwiches gone, the hunger animal gone, the I got to finish my plate after I loaded it up this high and have everybody laugh gone. What else left? Sleep apnea. Gone. Huffing and puffing after four stairs. Gone. Not being able to get to 2,000 steps without feeling like I needed to get a nap. Gone. Now I can praise God till the Fitbit says it ain't even through praise and worship on Sunday night and you got over 10,000 steps plus. The Lord reminded me, he said, didn't you out of your own mouth say that you wanted to shout and dance into your 80s? Then you're going to do this, buddy. I said, yes, sir. And he marked some things. He said, keep out of your mouth what doesn't like you. Keep it out. Because I want more health. I want more wealth. Because I can do more for the kingdom. I want more love in my relationships, in my family. I want more compassion in my heart. I want more prayer. I want more outreach. I want more workings of miracles. I want more of God. I want him to release more upon his people. I want more people to experience him. I want more people to fall in love with Jesus. I want more. And he'll start where your disobedience is at. To see if you'll obey. Because the thing that he wants you to get rid of would have doubled in this season. If I didn't obey God, I would have added 75 pounds. I would have added more grief, more sickness to my body, more things that would have overturned it and my health would have broke. Had prayer warriors praying for me and I wasn't obeying because I thought I'm all right. When I look in the mirror, I saw myself thinner. But when I looked at a picture, it wasn't the same as the picture. But now I look in the mirror and can look at the picture and see the same thing. There was a distortion in my perception. And the Lord said, if I bless you with double, it will be double distortion. I've got to get certain things out of your life, and that's what he's dealing with us. These things have been to get things out. Get them out so we can have more of the good things. I ain't got anything God's dealing with me. Oh, yeah? Check. Don't you lie to yourself. Hallelujah. Check, check, check. Hallelujah. I want more. I'm going to finish this out. My hunger desires it. Not my sleep, not my slumber, not my apathy. My hunger desires it. My soul cries out for more of Jesus, more of God. I must have more. I must have more because, you see, God needs more. He said, where sin doth abound, that much more shall grace abound. The Lord wants to turn up more of the good because we need more power. To stand in this day and hour, we're going to need more preachers that'll stand up and preach the truth, and more prayer warriors that'll back them up, and more of God's people that'll leave the congregations of the ones playing games and get on their face before God and find the places where the glory falls and where the power of God is. We need the body of Christ to come together. There is no more competition. There must be championship. There can be no more conflict amongst the body of Christ. There must be more Christ-like. We have no time to play. We must call for it God's way. And I'm calling for people who are hungering and thirsting for more that will stand up and declare a thing beyond your own place of living. Before I make this altar call, I'm going to stand and declare with my apostolic mantle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command that every authority that has an agenda to come against God's people. Hallelujah. Son, open that door up so I can speak outside these walls. Thank you, sir. I speak to the authorities that are in our communities. I speak to the authorities in our state. I speak to the authorities in our nation. I speak to our authorities in the world. The church will not be silenced. And if you've got an agenda to steal, kill, and destroy, I come against your agenda. We come against your agenda in the name of Jesus. And we cause an ambush. You will turn on one another. You'll turn on one another because your hearts are not right. You either turn to Christ or you will fail in the name of Jesus. Every place that they've lied to us, every place that they've distorted reports, every place that they thought they could control the rhetoric and the agenda, I reverse it and I flip it in the name of Jesus. The Jesus Christ Church of Christ will not be stopped. We will not be silenced. You can throw us off, kick us out, put the law against us. But if you turn it so we cannot serve Christ here, we will serve Christ anywhere. Let us serve notice that we will not bow to the music of Baal. We will not bow to Nebuchadnezzar. We will not bow because we are Christians first. Then we are human, and then we may be American. By choice of patriotism. In Jesus' mighty name. We send the fire of God and the pain against every demonic force, every rulership that tries to be in the heavenlies. You get out of the heavenlies. You get out of the minds in the name of Jesus. I command a flip over. I count a regime change. I command those that are against the church to have to get out, and those that are real to rise up. Rise up, rise up. church is standing up now. We stand up, we step up, we speak up, and we shut evil the devil up. See, all that devil means is de-evil. We shut de-evil up in the name of Jesus. Shout, I want more of Jesus. More power. If you are not willing to let America slip off into the abyss of hell till they hunt Christians down and shoot preachers and rape kids, if you are for more of revival and more of Jesus and more love and more healing, I want you to get out of your seats and come to this altar. Some of us need to cry out to God that we need more. We don't need less love. We need more. We don't need less of Jesus. We need more. We need more for these prophetic twins to enter into. We don't need more of the enemy. We need more of godly things. We need more. We need more. We need more. I want you to lift your hands, hallelujah, and call upon him and say, Lord, I want more. I want more of you. More of your glory, more of your power. I want more of you. Because when I have more of you, I have more of everything you have. I want more of you. 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 I want you to say it till that all hell knows you mean business. I want more. I want more. I want more. Let the people of God say something. Let the people of God say something. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Let the people of God say something. God, we need more of you in America, not less of you. We don't need you out of our schools, out of our lives, out of everything. We need you in. We need Jesus in. We need the real Jesus in. Jesus, we need more of you, Lord. We need more of you, Lord. We need more. We need more of you in my mind, our bodies, our families. We need more of you. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More of you, 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 more of you. That's how simple it is right now. You got to hunger for more. Hunger for more. When you hunger for more, you're prophesying more will come. When you hunger for more and you reach for more, you prophesy more will come. Reach, reach for it. Reach for him. Reach for him. Reach for him. From your spirit. Reach for him. Reach for him. Reach for him. Reach for him. Let your mouth come wide open. Reach for him with your mouth wide open. We want more. More of you. More of you. More of you. More of you.
We want more.
More of you. More of you.
We want more.
More healing. More healing. More healing. Because when we want more of you, Lord, more healing. Body, you line up with healing. This body is going to match what she looks like in her glorified body. More. Transform us, Lord, into more. 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 More of you. 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 More. More of you, more of you, more of you, Lord, more of you, more of you. More! More! More of you, more of you, more of you.
We want more.
More of you, more of you, more of you, more of you, more.
We want.
more, 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 more of you, more of you, more, 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 more,
more, more, more, more, more,
more, more, more, more, more, more, more, more, that's watching, that wants more of God. Josh, I know you're watching, and I know you hunger for more. I can feel you. Connected son, learning from a distance. That more comes right now. The more. While daddy and mama are in the hospital, the more shout it to you right now, you are increased. And I want you to shout it out loud right there in the house while you're watching. I want more, Jesus. I want more, Jesus. To those that are watching from other states and watching, those of our eagles that are watching at home that could not make it, shout, I want more right where you're at. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more. One more, one more. And to our churches on the other side of this people planet, I thank you, Lord, Bishop Festus, all the folks there, all the pastors that are watching, all of our precious ones, Pastor Naomi, Minister Salome, Pastor Kiyoko, all of our deputy bishops, all of our ministers, to our teacher there at the orphanage. More of you, Lord, shows up. More of you shows up. More of you shows up. Bishop Chris, more of God shows up. More of God shows up. You keep preaching it. Sons of mine, sons of the Lord Jesus Christ, you keep preaching it. You keep going. They're going door to door, town to town, city to city. I want to thank God that this morning, while you were asleep, that in our church, in one of our churches in Kenya, There were some that came to Christ. Hallelujah. Came to Christ for the first time. Hallelujah. And if you're watching and don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you need Him now and forever. Just bow your heads and say, Lord Jesus, I come to You a sinner in need of a Savior. I am far from God. I ask You, Lord, because I believe You are the only Son, the only begotten Son of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're the only Savior. The only one who died for me, was buried and rose again on that third day. And Lord, You're the only one that I can call on for salvation. And I call on You now. Save me now. I repent of all my sin and my sin nature. And I give my heart and my life to You, Lord. And I will serve You all the days of my life. Save me now. Save me now. The Lord said, if you will repent of your sin, that He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. And if you believe with all your heart and turn your life over to Him, and then confess Him, say, He is my Savior. He is saving me right now. He is my Savior. He's saving me right now. Then He said, the Lord is faithful and just to forgive you of all sins and to begin to transform you. And you will become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, now touch them. Seal it in the name of Jesus and begin to transform them in the name of Jesus into a new creature in Christ, that they will know all the blessings and the benefits of being added to the family of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we welcome you into the family of God. Text us, put something in the share button, get a hold of us. We'll get back to you. We're thankful you're part of the family of God. Would you rejoice? Would you rejoice? Rejoice in this house. Rejoice in this house. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, always the more. Father, I thank You, Lord, for this message. Ask You, Lord, to go deep into people's hearts. It is a core of energy, a core of hunger. For Lord, You preach to us that blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. But then You said, Lord, more. Learn to ask of Me, and I will do exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. To me, that's just a whole lot of more. And Lord, we want more of You. More of You. And we thank You for this message, and we thank You for Your power and Your presence. In Jesus' name, would you applaud Him for what He's doing in your life. Now I want all of God's people here to come on tonight, because you want more. Hallelujah. You got a chance for